Yeah, definitely. It is true that Adupele Muhoozi has been arrested because of what happened over the weekend. According to our laws in this country, whenever somebody or a group of people would like to conduct a rally or maybe a demonstration, there are laws that says such people have to write the district commissioner to ask permission to hold such a rally or demonstration. Actually, Mr. Muhoozi did write the letter to ask the district commissioner here in Lilongwe, capital city. But the district commissioner has also powers to ask for probably postponement of that particular rally because of reasons that he has. So when Mr. Muhoozi wrote the district commissioner asked him to postpone the meeting to the next weekend, but he defied the decision that the district commissioner made, and he went ahead conducting a rally. So as law enforcers, we went there politely asking him to comply to what the district commissioner had said. But he was arrogant and he went ahead conducting the meeting. So we actually took a drastic measure by dispersing the people that were gathered there. And they started stoning the police officers and also raised down a police unit that is close to the venue of their rally. And they also bent down a vehicle that was parked close to the police unit. And since he was the one who caused all this violence, he has actually been arrested to answer charges that will be leveled against him.
What crime has he committed under the law, and how soon will he be charged?
It is stipulated in the Police Act 101 that whenever somebody has defied an order, then it's a criminal offence. That is why he has been arrested. And as I'm speaking to you right now, he's being questioned and he also charged for the offense.
But some of his supporters are saying that this is part of a plot. The police is being used by President Mutharika's government to silence any dissent.
Let me inform you that the Malawi Police Service is a professional police service that is independent. It works independently, without maybe ordered by any other political party. And Muhoozi has been arrested because he has committed a criminal offense like any other person would have committed this offense. That's why he has been arrested. And he will be taken to court as the law says.
Isn't he being used as a scapegoat because he did not physically throw the stones or burn down the police station? So why wouldn't those who were intricately involved, who actually committed the act, arrested?
If he had complied to what the district commissioner had said, telling him to postpone the rally, I think all these things would not have happened. And we believe that these people did this because of his arrogance. That's why they went ahead stoning the police and also bent down the police station.
So you're basically saying that those who actually committed the crime of burning down the police station are going to go scot-free?
Yeah, what we are saying is he has caused all this violence and he has been arrested. We are also investigating further so that we can also arrest some other people who took part in this violence. In fact, we have also managed to arrest several of them, apart from Muhoozi himself.